We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of the Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan to the Braisa, Gavoi Bechayve, which means the Yisrael owed a Goy money, and the Goy went ahead and collected the Eved as a Chayv. And the Adam didn't want to, but he just took it because he owed him money, and every other money he took it. So the halacha is that that's not Yatzal Cheres. Why? Because there, he didn't sell it to the Goy in his own will, the Goy took it for a Chayv. Oy Shalachu Sekrikin. Or Sekrikim are these Reitzchim, these murderers who want to kill Yidin. And the Yid said, here, take the Eved, and he's paid to himself, he saved himself. The halacha is, L'yotzal Cheres, both these cases L'yotzal Cheres, because it's not considered a Mechira. The whole Knas only when a Yisrael sells an Eved to the guy. Here he didn't sell it, the guy took it. Or the guy was a B'skanas of Fashis, so he saved himself by giving the Eved. Zok the Gemara of a Chayve Loi, a Chayve is not considered a Mechira, but a Minu, I ask from a Braisa regarding Ma'is HaRish, on Shavis HaMelech Groinoi. If the Beis HaMelech came and they took Tvua from him, Bekayach, so what's the halach over there? Im Bechayvai, if they took the Tvua Bechayvai Chayv La'asa, then you have the Chayv take off Ma'iser. Why? Because that's considered like a Mechira. But im ba'am paros, if they took it and they didn't pay for it, they just took it away, and it wasn't for a chay, they just stole it, and they took it for free, then patam la'aser, because there is definitely not a mechira, therefore they don't have to take off ma'aser. So what do you see? That if they collect the fourth, let's say taxes, or for a chay, so the halacha is, when you sell tvo, you have to take off ma'aser first. You can't gain from tevel. You have to take off ma'aser first. So there, by a chayv, it's considered that I'm. It's called mechira, and therefore you chayv to be ma'aser. So why by eved it's not considered mechira? Here it is considered mechira, and for the Gemara, no, it's not no shayches. Shani hasam the kamastar shulei. The reason why by ma'aser you have to take off ma'aser because you're gaining. You're taking this tvoah and you're paying up your chayv. Therefore you're gaining. So why shouldn't you take off ma'aser? It's your tvoah. It's like you're eating the tvoah. You're gaining from the tvoah. You're paying up a chayv with it. Therefore you have to take off ma'aser. Masha inke by eved is a knas on someone who sells it to a goy and vatav on the mitzvahs. But here, he didn't sell it medaitai. There's no knas. I didn't want to sell the eved. The goy took the eved for a chayv. Zog demara vaita. Toshima, the Omer Rav said, Hamoicha avdoi lefarhang over chavim, if you sell your eved to a goy, and this goy was making up stories about you, and therefore, you gave him this eved to quiet him down. To quiet him down. So the halacha is, because he owed him, he's saying that you owe me money, and he said, here, this is the Eved. Halacha is Yosel Cheres. So you see what you see clearly. You see over here, that when you give the Eved like Bechayvah, it seems like something like that, it's Yosel Cheres. Zok the Gemara, no, there it's worse. Hosam Havel Lefayis Lefayis. There is Shurim Lefayis with other money. Mashengim before, by the Chayvah, he had no other money, owed him the money. But here, the guy was going after, making up stories, so he should have done it. He should have been Mephayis the Adon. And that's not what he did. He was not Mephayis the Matzikim. He was not Mephayis him. And therefore, that is why it's a Taina. So the Ritvan speaks out, the Ritvan Kisviyat speaks out, that by Sekrikim, there's no Taina, except before by Sekrikim, that the Sekrikim took the Eved. The halacha is that the Sekrikim went after murder, and you get told him take the Eved and save himself, is Liyos L'Cheres. Why don't you say the same thing? Havalei L'Fayis. So he says, by Sekonos L'Fayis, there's no Chiv to Mephayis. There's Sekonos L'Fayis. But here, by the Matzik, he's making up a story, you owe him money, you should have charged Mephayis for something else. And since he didn't, since he gave him the Eved, there's a Knas, and it's Yotza L'Cheres. Zog to Gemara, right? Gufa Amarav. We just learned that if you sell a Eved to the Farhang, which means you sell it to him, he was making up stories, and the only way to do it is if you sold it to him, and he sold it to him instead of the money you owe, the lach is, it goes to the Cheres. Frank Mama Havelimabad, Havelifayas, Lefayas, like you just said, he shouldn't have fired him with all the money, he shouldn't have given the Eved, therefore, there's a Knas, and the Knas is, we'll see later on, the Knas is, you have to be paid to the Eved, and he goes to free. We said in our Mishnah that if you sell an Eved to a Oivik Chavim, the halacha is a Knas, and he goes to Cheres. The Eved goes to Cheres. So what's the halacha? Because what's the reason? Because you mevatel the Eved from mitzvahs. What's the halacha? You sold him for 30 days. Mahu. You sold him only for 30 days, not forever. Lamaisi mevatel some mitzvahs. What's the halacha? Mahu. Toshima, Domarav, Hamoicha Abdul Fahang, Oivik Chavim, Yotzel Cheres. If you sell the Eved to this farang, and we thought it meant that this farang usually just takes him for 30 days, and then he comes back, That's what Rashi says. V'ksakadat la'avoy davidus hamelech hazman ploini v'loshuv. And it says yotzal cheres. So you see, even for 30 days, yotzal cheres. And for the Gemara, no. Hosom b'faragim v'chom v'shenech hazer. It's talking about there by a guy that doesn't go back. And that's why they're yotzal cheres. But still, if you only sell an eved for 30 days, the Gemara still has a shaila, still has a question. Clear the Gemara, not a shaila. Gemara didn't answer that shaila. Not a shaila. Makru chutz mim malachtoi. Mahu. We said the whole reason why when you sell an eved to a guy, the reason why there's a knas is because you're causing the eved not to do mitzvahs. But let's say you say that I am giving you the eved, selling you the eved, but you should not make him work, and therefore you won't be over any surim. The whole thing you'll gain from him is that you can marry him to your shifcha and you'll have children. That's all. So therefore, you're not mafkia for mitzvahs. You're not going to work on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Or you said meforish chutz min mitzvahs. You said, I'm selling you to Eved, but he can't demand him to do anything that's connected the Torah, connected the mitzvahs. Mahu. Chutz b'Shabbos Yom Tov, mahu. If you sold it to him for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you sold it to him besides Shabbos Yom Tov, mahu, again, he's not going to do his surah. Most of his surah are on Shabbos Yom Tov. So what about that case? Leger Toshav, Lisho Mumar, two other shalos. Leger Toshav is a guy who's not doesn't do Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't try to machshel other people. So maybe by Ger Toshav, there's a tzad that there is no knas, because the Maaseh, he won't force the Eved to go against the Torah. On the other hand, he's a god. The Shal Mumar, the Shal Yisrael Mumar. What do you look at Shal Mumar? Shal Mumar, on one hand, will cause the Eved to do Averis like a guy, but he's a Yisrael. Maybe they only made a knas by a guy. Mao, Lekusi Mao. Lekusi, who was also Geri Arayus, who doesn't do the mitzvah so well, what's the halacha? So, what is the Pashmi Yachada? Some of these are going to answer. It says, Ger Toshav Reikar Rechavim. A Ger Toshav is like a regular guy. If you sell a Evet to a Ger Toshav, there is a Knas. Kusi Vishal, Kusi Vishal Mumma, Amri La, some say Ger Rechavim, Amri Vishal, some say it's like a guy, and some say it's like a Yid. Akaponim, what we learned here was that if you sell to a guy for 30 days, it's a Shaila. If you sell it, levad min mitzvahs, levad min shavas yom tov, it's a shayla. But if you sell it to a ger toshav, it's partially like it's a guy. And kusi yisrael, it's machlokes. If it's like a guy, it's like yisrael. Boy mine rab ami. Eved shehipl asmel legaisos. Eved that made him, he ran away. He ran away to the army, he ran away to the goyim. Ve'ein rabba yochalei tzir, lo yibudin yishav, lo yibudin yochavim. There's no way the rabbi could get him back. So now he sold himself to the goyim, basically. He ran to the goyim. There's no way I get him out. So now, but the thing is that those people, the guys are offering money for him. Can I take the money? Maos yudos domov. Can I take money for the Eved? Because it looks like I'm a chira then. Because it turns out I sold the Eved. But it wasn't my will. The Eved himself ran away. So now it was done already, and I had no way I get him back. Can I take the money or not? Can I take money for the Eved or not? Omer Yirmila Rezrika. Pike I am a chilter. Yirmila Rezrika. Go look at all your mishnayis and to see if you can find the raya. Nofak dok v'ashach, he went out and he found, the time looked at a braisa, someone sells his house to a guy. Yalach is, you're not allowed to sell a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? The pasuk says, le'sichonim, and we darshin, le'sitin lehem chaniya v'karkir. You shouldn't give them a place in the Eretz Yisrael. You should not sell him a house in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell a guy a house in Eretz Yisrael. See, yalach is, there's a knas. Hamoicha beisa l'chavim, doma v'asurim. The money is also to use. That was the knas. What happens if a guy, he grabbed the house of Yisrael forcibly, and the owner cannot get it out? He can't get it back. The Braiser says you're allowed to take money for it. Even can write it in his stories, in their stories. Why? At least he's saving something. He lost his house. At least he's saving some money. So what do you see? It's similar to the case of a guy. You see, there's no knas where it happened by itself. You didn't do it, and you let it keep money for it. That's what it sounds like. It's the same thing by Evan. So, tomorrow, no. Dilma, how do you really bias? There's no gzera there. The kimloi sagli bias. A person doesn't usually sell his house. He needs a house. So, the also lezvuni. It's not so common he's going to sell his house because a person needs a house. If avda is sagli avda, it's possible to live without an eved. You might sell. Also lezvuni, you might sell the eved. Therefore, we have to take a bigger knas. Are you loyal or not? So, we're not sure. Therefore, even if Zrika's Reka brought in the price, so it's not a klar raya. So what was the pshita? So the ma'aseh shaloch luhu Rav Ami sent to the people, asked him a shayla. He said, "Mini Ami Barnosan Tariyot Zelchayishal. Hayra will come from me, Ami Barnosan. What's the psak that I'm giving? Eved shibla asma legaisis vein rabbi yochel etzio levdine shol yin rechavim mut delit las domov but koisev umayla by koresh rechav ben shukamatz v'yadam. He passing clearly by an eved that runs away legaisis and the rabbi, the master, can't get him back. The halacha is you're allowed to take money for him and it's not called a mechira. Even can write in koresh rechavim. Why? Because in matzalis you're saving your money. Zok to Maravaita. Omer Mishum Alevi. We learned in our Mishnah that a Moicha Avda Rechavim El Chutzarz Yotza Ben Chayrim, which means he goes free, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, means that we'll see what it means, but by a guy it means, like Rash says on the Mishnah, if he runs away from the guy, then he goes to Chayrus. I can't be Mishtab with him anymore. And Rav Shubalev says even more. You have to go and be paid him from the guy. We force him to redeem him from the guy, and then he goes free. You have to try to free him until 100 times his value. And then even after you free him, he goes free. So now that's what Rav Shmuel says. Now Gemara clarifies, when he says 100 v'damav, dafka lav dafka, Rashi's the question is it just like a guzma? You're not mixed a big knas, or it's badafka, 100. Toshima, let's try to bring a ride. Don't rush lakush. Hamoicha behemah gasa le'vachav. The halacha is, you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa, a big animal, to a guy. Like an ox or a cow. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Why not? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says three reasons. The reason is, because maybe he will use it on Shabbos, and it's an issa shvisa behemtai. And it'll look like shvisa, everyone knows your behemah, look like you're being over on shvisa behemtai. Or sometimes he's going to test it out, and then you're going to call the cow, and he's tested the Erev Shabbos, be Shabbos already, and you're going to call the cow and say, go this way, and it turns out you'll be over on the Isra Mechamer. Therefore, the man of Zeri should not sell a behemah gasa to a guy. And the loch is a knas. We force him to buy back the behemah up to 10 times its value. See, here it says 10 times its value, and Shulah is 100. So it must be, it's lav dafka. So you see from here, it's lav dafka. Here it says 10, here it says 100. Even though it's different things, but l'chaira, you could say that it sounds like it's lav dafka. So I'm going to know. Maybe it's dafka. But Dilma, Shani Eved, the Chol Yoyim of Yoyim after the mitzvahs. Eved is much worse. You don't have to do up to 100, because by Eved, every minute, every day, you have to give a mitzvah. Therefore, it's a much bigger gzeira. The Ikadamri, not a version of this Gemara, it's the opposite. Someone sells his Eved to a guy, you force him to redeem him up to 10 times his value. Is that dafka lav dafka? Is it dafka not? Toshima, I don't know. Fetus version, Rosh Lakish says that when you sell behemagas v'chavim, you have to buy back the animal up to 100 times its value. So you see it's lav dafka, because there it says 10, here it says 100. So it means it can be more than 10, it's lav dafka. Zok to Gemara, Shani Eved lehodor le. By Eved, you're not getting it back, so therefore, we only make you do up to 10. But Behemoth, since you're getting it back, so therefore, we make you redeem it more. Because you're getting the Behemoth back to work with you, it's coming back to work for you. So, Freit to Gemara, Behemoth, time mimes in the hodor le, likasit fechad. So, make the knas one more time to 10, 11 times, because you're getting back the Behemoth, so you have to pay extra time. But up to 100? It makes no sense. Like Rashi says, look at the second wide line of Rashi. Rashi says, Mechti, the mal hoy le knoisai, yoyis me'eved, v'sulai, only how much the value of the cow is. However, time is in the hodulay, who ain't kind of like the mal. V'at the kohen say, me'yur at kuf, from 10 to 100? Oy loy b'chazara zu, Rashi says. Poor guy, who wants the chazara? Who wants back the behemoth in such a case where you're losing so much up to 100 times? So it's not the pshat. Ela ever milsa shicha, milsa shicha le gozer abanon. Ever is not as shchiach to sell as behemah. Therefore, we don't think it's a bigger knas. Up to 10 times enough of a knas, you don't need 100 times. But behemah, which is much more common, do you have to do 100 times? So bottom line is, what comes out from this Gemara is that there's two versions. The first lashon holds that ever you have to be paid it up to 100 times. Why? Because you have kia every day from the mitzvahs. That's why it's worse. Mashenkin, behemah, it's not as bad. The second Gemara holds that the reason why behemah you have to do up to 100 because it's more shchiach. It's more shchiach to sell behemah. Mashenkin, if it's not a shchiach, it's enough to be paid it up to 10 times its value.